Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're taking a look at something a little different.
Yeah, this one's exciting.
It really is. It has the potential to change how you see, well, everything.
Everything's a system, right?
That's what we're diving into. A piece called Everything's a System, which...
Bold statement.
It is a bold statement, and that's why we're here to break it down. When we say everything's a system, what do we really mean by that?
You know, it's easy to not even realize all the systems that we're interacting with every day.
Right.
They sort of fade into the background.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you don't really notice them until something goes wrong.
Totally.
It's only then you realize, oh, this was a system all along. Think of a system. I think a good way to understand it is like a recipe, right? You have the elements. So those are like the ingredients. You have the rules. Those are the step-by-step instructions in the recipe.
Right, right.
And then you have the final goal.
Right. Right.
That's the end result, the thing that you're trying to make. And this can be something as simple as baking a cake or something as complex as, I don't know, the healthcare system.
Right.
It's all about understanding that recipe, those elements, those rules, and how they lead you to that final goal.
I like that analogy, that recipe analogy. It makes it very relatable. The article also talks about video games, which I thought was an interesting analogy.
Right, because when you start playing a new video game,
yeah,
you're just trying to figure out even just the controls, right?
Right.
And you're at level one, you're making tons of mistakes.
Oh.
But as you play and as you learn the rules of the game, you start to level up. And it's not about cheating the game. It's not about finding some back door or some hack.
Yeah.
It's about understanding how the game works.
How to play the game better. Yeah.
Exactly. How to play it better than you did yesterday. And this is where the article really connects it to real life, is that you can take this same principle of understanding a system and apply it to real world situations. They use the example of the dreaded medical billing process.
Oh, yes.
Which we can all relate to, right? Who hasn't gotten a medical bill and been like, what in the world?
Exactly. Like deciphering some sort of foreign language.
Absolutely.
Yay.
It's so frustrating, all these codes and jargon.
Right. The source talks about that, how frustrating all that is.
And what we really need to think about is, why is it that way? If the goal is to, you know, provide health care and get paid for services, why make it so complicated? But here's the thing. The complexity of the system, those confusing codes and processes, that's all part of the system's recipe. It's an element of how the game is played.
Yeah.
And once you understand that recipe, you can actually use it to your advantage.
Yeah.
That's really the game changer.
It's like that light bulb moment in the article when you realize, hey, wait a minute. I can learn these codes. I can understand this process and maybe advocate for myself and potentially save a lot of money, a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we think about it, what other systems besides these, you know, very obvious ones do we encounter daily that we might be able to decode in this way?
Oh my gosh, so many. Just think about something like grocery shopping. There's an entire system at play there. You got sales cycles, coupons, store layout. It's all designed to maximize spending. The article even talks about how, you know, you can time your grocery shopping trips to coincide with these sales cycles. Use coupons strategically, you know, become a master of the grocery game, basically.
Right.
You can really maximize your savings, but you have to understand the system point. You're basically leveling up your shopping cart.
Oh, right. It's about being a more informed player in the game. I like that. Whether it's at the grocery store or a more complex system like healthcare.
Exactly. And this idea goes even further. Think about something like traffic patterns in your city.
Oh, yeah.
Understanding peak hours or alternative routes, that can save you a lot of time. Even something as simple as, you know, social interactions.
Mm-hmm.
There's an entire system of unspoken rules and cues that we follow.
So interesting. Yeah.
Body language, tone of voice. It's all part of a system.
It really does come back to that idea. Everything's a system.
Yeah.
And if we take the time to kind of uncover it, understand the underlying recipe, you know, the elements, the rules, the goals, we can actually navigate these systems more effectively, more efficiently, and achieve better outcomes.
For sure. It's really about shifting from feeling powerless,
yeah,
like you're at the mercy of the system, to feeling empowered.
Right.
Like you can actually use it to your advantage. From being reactive to being proactive.
I love that. So here's a thought for all of you listening, a little something to ponder. What system in your own life causes you regular frustration? Something maybe you've always thought about as being too complex or just accepted as a part of life. But what if you could hack it?
Right.
What if you could understand the recipe and start playing the game? That's all the time we have for this deep dive, but remember, next time you encounter a system, don't feel overwhelmed. Think of it like a game to learn and master. You might just be surprised by the results.